stuff you're not supposed to eat, if the name of the month doesn't have an R in it.
Well, that's old saying, that's a bunch of bull, that's all oysters.
Yeah.
But I think that's back in the same thing when they're talking about this refrigeration.
Yeah.
Let's see, this month, July, August, March, that's nice, May. Hell, the season opens in September and it closes in May. In November, right? You got an R in November.
Yeah.
Did you say it was, you wasn't when, supposed to eat
you
them?
You weren't supposed to eat them when during an R month, during a month that didn't have an R in it. That would be May, June, July.
See, May,
August,
June,
July, and August.
July and August. I can take you all year round. You can eat oysters down in Barrett Seas on the hash shell anywhere in the country here. They can you go in the store and buy them every day. That's just the old saying. I think that's kind of goes back to refrigeration.
Yeah.
See, back in them days, they didn't have, you know, oysters. They figured oysters wouldn't hold up as much if you didn't have them really cool, chill out. And oysters on the hash shell, you go right on, they got ice on them, you know. They taste better when they cool like that, you know, cool out.
Yeah.
I like them better in the winter myself. I don't eat as many oysters in the summer because we get a lot of them in the. I buy them by the sack and I open them myself.
Yeah.
I pay maybe $5 a sack and I get me a good gallon. If you eat good, I'll get a gallon out of the sack.
Uh-huh.
If you bought a gallon already open, you don't know how old they are and how clean they are.
Yeah.
And you might pay $14, $15, $16. Hell, in an hour's time, I'm through with my 45 minutes an hour. I'm through with my sack of oysters.
That's pretty good because it takes me a 3 or 4 minutes to open one oyster.
Yeah, well, get the hang of them, you get with it, and they open good. Now, there's some different type of oysters, all depending on what reef you go. Some reefs, they get like a little scallop bill.
Uh-huh.
When that bill scallop, you got a hard, darn oyster to open.
Yeah.
And it's just different places where you catch them. It seem to be harder to open.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in the wintertime, we get a lot of oysters. Me and my old cubs down here in Lynn Rose.
Yeah.
I can go out and catch them ourselves.
What about the thing that croaks in the marshes?
Oh, marsh hen? Like a bird?
No.
This is you talking about like a frog that croaks. You don't see as many around these marshes, right? These saltwater marshes you do to by a pond or something.
Yeah, what do you call those?
That's old bullfrogs.
Okay. And what about the little ones you hear maybe in the spring?
Bull spring frogs.
Okay.
Call them old spring frogs.
Got any other names for them? Other kinds of frogs you know?
We got the toad around here, but I don't ever hear that thing croak. I don't believe he can croak. He might.
Yeah.
Want to eat these bugs and all that?
Yeah.
Got a tongue about that long. We used to take old frog with his kids and we'd take BB shots. And we'd take them, all you gotta do is roll it by in front of them and put old tongue go like that. And that son of a bug, we had about a half a pound of shot in him. He tried to jump, he didn't know. He missed it. He couldn't get up. Had him full of lead.
Did you ever hear the old story about that? Mark Twain wrote one?
No.
He wrote an old story called The Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. About a jumping frog contest.
Oh, yeah, and he's feeding him.
Yeah, he's a buckshot.
Yeah, well, you can do it, Annie. You take a little, any grain, a small pea or something.
Yeah.
And just roll it by, him at nighttime. He's hunting insects.
Mm-hmm.
And anything move like that, that old tongue roll out there by that long, he'd get that thing.
Dang.
You'd think he'd stop after the first two or three, but that bug will eat to you as long as you roll him to.
Okay, now, what about the little things you dig out of the ground and you go fishing?